The nice thing about broadcast groups is if you go to our profile, it's right there on your profile. So it's
Right.
right underneath your link in bio.
Exactly.
So it's really easy for people that aren't even following you to find.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson. Super happy to have you here. Another fun topic today that we know we've mentioned in the past, but we haven't really done a solid like breakdown on it, is Instagram broadcast groups, which has been a game changer for us in our business in terms of just being able to connect with our community easier.
And, yeah, in real time.
Yeah, in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of sales, we've seen a really big increase in sales because we have two different broadcast
yeah,
groups.
And we started that as soon as it came out, I feel like, as soon as we were granted access to make.
Yeah,
those.
I first heard about broadcast groups at the Amazon Influencer event in November when we went to the San Diego event.
Yeah, and they were trickling it out, right?
Yeah, it's a fairly new feature. I'm sure, I think everyone probably has it now.
I think so now because that was in September of last year, of 2023.
Is that when we went to San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, November was a QVC one. Yeah, mm-hmm. September.
September.
I was sitting next to another, obviously, Amazon influencer, and she brought it up that she was doing a deals broadcast group. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I think I'd only seen James Charles have a broadcast group. And I was like, that's really interesting. I'm sure there's something we could do with it, but didn't really have it set up yet. But she sort of gave us the idea to create the deals one. So we'll dive into the two broadcast groups we have. But if you don't know what a broadcast group is, it's basically a channel on your Instagram where your followers can join. You can think of it as like a DM sequence, but you're the only person that can send DMs. Your people can't send DM responses, but they can still interact with your messages in terms of like double tapping with emojis. Like they can react to your stuff with emojis, or there's features that you can add polls inside the broadcast group so they can interact with polls. But it's basically a DM group chat with the followers that want to be added. If they want to join, they can join. If they want to leave, they can leave. And you're able to easily connect with those people. So how you create one is you go to your Instagram DMs, like messages, and in the upper right-hand corner, you can tap an option. It should be pretty easy to find. But it's basically like you're starting a new DM, and then you can select broadcast group. So you can start your own broadcast group. And you can call it whatever you want.
And you can put emojis in there too, which
yeah.
is kind of fun.
You can even create themes and have a different theme for each broadcast group. But we personally have two, and we've seen really good success with them. So the first one we have is the Everything Envy family group chat. And we also have, it's called the Let's Shop Daily Deals broadcast group. And the nice thing about broadcast groups is if you go to our profile, it's right there on your profile. So
right.
It's right underneath your link in bio.
Exactly.
So it's really easy for people that aren't even following you to find. They can just click in there. And, you know, join. And
especially if you put a little emoji there, like on our Let's Shop Daily Deals, we have a heart emoji, but that's what makes it even more attractive. Like you can put a little emoji there that
yeah.
people will, their eyes will be drawn. And then once they're in, they just always look and they can get notified. They can set their phones to get notifications for that. So whenever we post a new deal, they get notified that it's in there.
Yeah. And it's basically just, as I mentioned, it's like a DM. So like I'm looking at from my personal page. So when I go to my DMs, I'll see I have one, you know, unread notification and it's from Let's Shop Daily Deals. And I can click in there and then it's basically just, you know, I'm getting notified via DM. So it's really, really awesome. And so we have two and we'll talk about the differences between the two. The first one is the Envy family chat. And this one is sort of just our announcement chat. It's where we share updates on new blogs, new podcast episodes. Sometimes we'll share like stories in there to see, you know, like guess the dupe stories. Or today I shared the eclipse one because I'm like, oh, who's going to watch the eclipse on the date that's coming up?
Yeah.
But it's also great for us to share our reels in there, which is great for the people of our loyal, you know, Envy family that constantly want to easily find the link for our video. Every reel that we post, we share it to that Envy family broadcast group with the link to shop. So it's great. So they can easily find that,
yes,
that link, and they don't have to go to the bio or comment the word. And they can also see, hey, you know, we uploaded a new reel. Make sure you watch it. So that's sort of our announcement broadcast group.
That's the Envy family broadcast.
And then we also have Let's Shop Daily Deals, which is basically exactly what it sounds like. But we have our team posting, I think probably around 6 or 8 deals a day in there.
Yeah.
And these are for the people that obviously, you know, everyone I would say follows us, loves to shop, but we're able to post daily deals in here that we're not sharing anywhere else. Like we're not doing deals of the day on our stories anymore. So this is great for them to go in and we're just sharing our favorite products that are on lightning deal or, you know, super, super discounted or whatever that is. Every now and then we'll do a fun engagement question box where they can let us know what they're shopping for, which is always fun. And then we can respond to those people with a deal. Like someone will be like, oh, I'm looking for a comforter. And then we'll find a deal of maybe bed shirt, you know, comes to mind, top rated product on Amazon. And we'll respond to them with that deal. So it's really, really fun.
Because it makes them feel,
yeah,
like it's more personalized for all the whole group, really. And they're like this special little community in there.
Yeah. Speaking of special little community, we've also done some fun things for special giveaways, like especially in the Envy family chat. When we've done our big monthly giveaways, we did like 4 the past 4 months. I would give them extra bonus points. So if they commented a comment with this emoji, I knew that it was from our Envy family community only, and they would get additional bonus entries. Or when we've had brand deals, which is a great hack if you're looking for a little more engagement, I've posted a special giveaway only for those Envy family broadcast members to leave a comment on this recent video using this emoji. And we're going to pick one of you to win, you know, a $50 gift card or a $25 gift card or something. And it's really fun because you can see the Envy family, you know, show more, up.
Yes.
In the chat.
Seen it. They're special.
Or in the comments.
Yeah.
So that's sort of some fun things that you can do with those communities. But obviously it's completely up to you what you want to do. You could just have a main one where you share, you know, everything, or you can have specific ones like we have. I know some people that are like, have a bigger audience. They might have like a US one and then like a Canada one. Well, I guess not a bigger audience, but like a split audience, I should say. I've seen some people do that. Or I've also seen some people make broadcast groups for specific sales events. So Prime Day. Hey, I'm creating this broadcast group. If you want to be notified for the best Prime Day deals, you know, join this group. I think ours is set up nicely where we have the announcement one and it's the deals one. So during those big push events, we can use our Shop Daily Deals broadcast.
Yeah, and some people pop off like during Prime Day. They don't want to get all the notifications, so they'll jump out of the group for a little bit, and then they'll come back in when all the dust has settled.
Yeah,
that's when we're sharing maybe like 12 to 15
deals a day,
deals of the day,
totally
Prime Day.
Yeah, but what's cool about this is we have a different tracking ID on the back end in Amazon for each group. So anything we share in there that has a specific link. So we have an Envy family tracking ID and we have a
deals of the day
tracking ID. And so in our Amazon sales, we're able to see exactly how many sales we're getting from those groups, which is just really helpful for us in terms of breakdown to see, okay, great. It actually is paying off, you know, that we're,
it is worth the energy.
It is worth the energy to do these broadcasts. Mm-hmm. I think specifically the deals one is probably maybe, you know, 5 or 6 tracking IDs down. We have a lot of tracking IDs.
Yes, we do. I don't even know how many we have now.
Yeah.
We have about 20 of them, I feel like.
Yeah. But that is really great because we can be like, oh, great. From this broadcast group this month, you know, we made however many dollars. Yeah. So it's really, really great to have specific tracking IDs for you.
Yeah, for sure.
But highly recommend you create a broadcast group if you haven't already. It's really great for us because our team manages it. So we don't have to manage it ourselves.
It's so nice. Unless we see some screaming deal that we want to
show. Oh, yeah. I've done that before. I'm shopping. I'm like, I need to post this right now. 80% off.
Yeah.
60% off. Or just do fun giveaways. Like, I obviously I'm in there communicating and things like that. But our team manages it. But highly recommend you look into it. Even if you just create one, just general one for your audience. That way you can let them know, you know, you got a new blog. Let them know you just posted a reel. Just keep them in touch with your content. Yeah,
exactly.
Because the algorithm is so wacko, as we all know. If you post a video, that there's no guarantee that your audience is going
to
see it.
I know.
So
so it's nice to treat them with the link to the video so they can go watch it. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's so funny how it's working.
Yeah. So broadcast groups, jump on it. If you use Amazon, make sure you have a specific tracking ID for that group so you can track sales as you're sharing your links. But just have fun with it. It's been a really, really awesome thing to add into our business.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.